Hello, 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 listener land. This is Tim Gray talking to you in a melody.
Yeah, you're singing, actually, not talking.
Okay. Well, it's in a melody.
Tim Gray, a gray area of comedy. And
thank you for calling that singing. That's very nice of you.
Very loosely singing. It's Paul Little here as well with the showbizmonkeys.com.
It's like a...
Sort of. It's kind of like a...
Podcast.
Maybe, if you want it to be.
Yeah.
We're covering the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. We spoke with a couple guys who are, we spoke with them separately, but, you'll hear them both after this intro.
Back to back.
Back to back. They're, co-hosting the nerd, program.
Ooh.
The Nerd Fest.
That'll be good.
Of, the Just for Laughs Festival.
Which is apt because they're both from...
The Big Bang Theory, a very nerd... heavy show,
yeah.
in a nice way.
Yeah,
like it's nerd.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a nerdy show though. So we spoke with Mark McLeod, actually spoke with Kunal Nair and Simon Helberg, who play characters on Big Bang Theory.
One of the most successful TV shows.
Whose characters I forget all of a sudden. I forget their names.
That's okay. We'll just call them
Raj and
Jeff.
No, it's not.
Raj and Simon.
No, that's his real name.
Raj and
Howard.
Simone.
It's Raj and Howard.
Raj and Howard.
Raj and Howard.
On The Big Bang Theory.
The Big Bang Theory. Very successful show.
Yes. Just for laughs. Bing, bang, boop.
Hey, this is Kunal Nair, and you're visiting showbizmonkeys.com. Around this town, I'm all right. Around this town.
So I just like to start with asking you how you first got your start in acting.
You know, when I first moved to Portland, Oregon, to go to college, I went to study finance and marketing. I didn't know, and I had done some high school theater, but nothing really major. And I didn't really have any friends, and I thought it would be fun to meet people if I auditioned for a play, because I heard theater people are pretty open-minded and stuff. And I auditioned for the play, and they needed someone who could do a good British accent and could play some sort of an old man, and I did, and I got in. And I was pretty bad, but at least I made a lot of friends.
Now, if you weren't doing acting, would you still be on that financial track then?
Probably not financial, now that I think about it. I probably would do something more creative, maybe design advertising campaigns. I'm obsessed with sort of consumer culture, and I think it'd be fun to, because I look at advertisements on television, and I'm like, how did this happen? Has that ever happened to you? Where you're like, people sat in a room and made this and thought it was a good idea, and some CEO okayed this. How did that happen?
Yeah, some of them were pretty bad. Now, when I was talking to Simon, Simon mentioned that if he didn't go into acting, maybe he would still be trying to put together a band, because he mentioned he was a...
Yeah, he's an incredibly good pianist.
So once you got into acting, was that something you wanted to continue with?
Yeah, definitely. I fell in love with it, really, after that first play. Even though I wasn't very good, I didn't know that at the time. I was too naive to believe that I was good. But I really fell in love with the craft, and I started taking acting lessons, acting classes. Every semester I took an acting class with the acting coach there, and then before I knew it, I was hanging out with all the theater friends and living in a house with theater kids and doing every single play and getting better at the craft. And I sort of became, I really enjoyed being a student of it and seeing what I could get away with and what I was, I really wanted to study it and get better.
Now, how important do you feel the internet is to the comedy scene with YouTube and Twitter and all those sort of sketches? FunnyOrDie.com.
It's incredibly important because it gives people access to a plethora of a wide array of people that are funny. Before, where would you see comedians? You would see them at stand-up shows, or you would see them on Saturday Night Live, or maybe a sitcom, or something like that. But now anyone can put themselves on YouTube. So if you've heard about a stand-up comedian, before you buy the ticket, you can just Google them or YouTube them and see their work on the internet, and then you can decide for yourself.
Now, have you ever wanted to get into stand-up comedy?
man, I thought about it, but very hesitant. I don't think I'm, it's just not what I do. Well, I don't think, I don't know. I've said that in the past about things, and I've discovered that I can be good at something, but I just think that stand-up comedians are exceptionally good, and I would feel shy about being embarrassed on stage.
When you want to laugh, whose stuff do you watch or listen to?
You know, I really like the old Eddie Murphy stuff, you know, Raw?
Yeah.
That's sort of really, I love that. I love Russell Peters for the sake of being Indian, and you're in Canada, so... He's hilarious, and he's also just such a great guy. I really love Zach Galifianakis' stuff now. I've been getting into. He's really funny. Obviously Steve Martin, Bill Cosby, all the greats.
Yeah, the old Eddie Murphy stuff is good. Not so much as talking animal movies from nowadays.
No, hey, you know what? Yeah, if I was making $60 million, I wonder if. No, that's a lie. Maybe I wouldn't.
Is that where you draw the line, talking animal movies?
I don't know. I don't know how you draw a line when someone offers you $60 million, you know?
Now, you're hosting the Nerd Show with Simon from The Big Bang Theory. What's the difference between a nerd and a geek?
Oh, that is just a very difficult question that I've been asked for 5 years. I don't really know. I guess, what is the difference between a nerd and a geek? I don't have a good answer for you. I'm sure Simon gets something very clever.
Nerds and geeks are known to obsess over things. Certainly on the show, all you guys obsess over comics, Star Trek, many, many other things. What's your biggest nerd or geek tendency?
I'm obsessed with the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah.
Like, obsessed. Like, I really wish, I'm a Star Wars fiend. Return of the King was on the other day, and I was literally reciting all the dialogue. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? I'm changing. But that was sort of, you know, what I'm really... And I'm also a big sort of nerd and geek about sports. I know that doesn't... I don't know if those two are synonymous at all, but I'm really obsessed with numbers and how statistics and stuff. So after a game, people are celebrating, but I'll go on the box score of a game and look at all the statistics, like especially when it comes to cricket and basketball.
Now, you mentioned Lord of the Rings, and if you're a big fan, how many times have you seen the Lord of the Rings movies?
Man. Okay, I'd have to say I've watched The Fellowship the least.
Yeah.
I would say I've watched The Fellowship 11 times. I've watched probably The Two Towers over 25 times, probably, and Return of the King probably about 30 times.
Man, and each of those are roughly 3 hours long. That's a lot of time.
Yeah, I did a marathon recently, about 6 months ago, of all three of the extended versions. It took me about 2.5 days, with, you know, breaks and sleeping and stuff.
While not a super geek of the series, or even really, I did go before the third one, when they released the first two,
uh-huh,
the extended cuts, and they showed all three in one day. I did.
Oh, yeah.
I did plunk
down. You watched all of them?
Yeah, I watched all of them.
Yeah. When Return of the King came out, I saw the midnight show, and I began to tear up the opening sequence when the music comes. Believe that.
As someone who's a co-star on a big CBS sitcom, do you ever worry about upsetting your bosses at the network with your off-screen antics, like when you take like a private gig like this Just for Laughs show?
Not really. I mean, I don't... I'm conscious of protecting the Big Bang name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, what antics are we talking about? Would I go to Vegas and sleep with a bunch of hookers and do coke off a table in a nightclub? In private, probably, yeah.
You just wouldn't get caught.
No.
Now, part of what makes the show work so well is that it really feels like these guys and girls are friends in real life. Is that hard for you guys to pull off? Like, do you secretly hate one another, or is it something that is really true off-screen as well?
No, it's kind of sick, but it's actually true. We're all very, very close. And, you know, it's kind of sickening how good we get along. You know, we're a family, so yeah, there are days when we're like, okay, get away from me or whatever. But we're just, you know, it's a joy to come to work every single day. And there's nothing that makes me believe it won't be that till the end.
Yeah, and especially with that type of show, with like, you know, friends sort of ensemble show where
mm-hmm.
there's not really any clear leads, although you could argue that the other guys are technically the leads. But you really have to have that, or a friendship-based show like that, or How I Met Your Mother just sort of falls apart.
Yeah, because I actually do believe you can, you know, if you hate working with someone, there's only so much you can do to really make the audience believe that you get along, to be honest. At the end of the day, if you really get along, it shows on screen.
Now, at the end of last season, you wound up in bed with Penny.
Yes.
Can you tell us anything about the upcoming season yet?
I don't know anything yet. The writers got into the writing room at the beginning of June, so I know they're cooking something fascinating, as they always do. But I'll only know, we start, I think August, second week August. But I only know the night before we start rehearsal, that's when we get the script.
There's, of course, some chatter on the internet that it may wind up being a dream, which, you know, is a typical sitcom cop-out. Hopefully it doesn't go that way, because...
Oh, really? Yeah, I haven't read that. I try to stay away from the internet and reading stuff about what we do.
It's a good idea. Now, there are a lot of shows to choose from at the Just for Laughs Festival. Why should audience members who may only have enough cash for one show choose yours?
Because you might get to see Simon Helberg's butt cheeks.
Are you putting that word out now?
No, I'm not. I'll tell you, you should come to this one just because Simon and I promise you a really, really good time.
Showbizmonkeys.com.